Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to 9 Gnar Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, How to Write Qualitative Research by Marcus B. Weaver Hightower is a practical academic writing guide for students, doctoral researchers, and professional scholars who work with qualitative methods, published by Routledge. The book addresses a common gap in methods training. Many texts explain interviewing, observation, coding, or field note analysis, but give limited attention to the writing through which qualitative research becomes intelligible. Weaver Hightower treats writing not as a final packaging stage, but as a central research activity that shapes observation, analysis, argument, and presentation. The book uses accessible prose, examples, lists, practice activities, and template sentences to make demanding writing tasks more manageable. Its subject is not creative writing in a general sense, but the specific forms of academic prose required to turn qualitative evidence into clear claims. The purpose is to help researchers produce more coherent course papers, theses, dissertations, articles, and books, while understanding how writing supports inquiry itself. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, writing is presented as an integral part of qualitative inquiry. A central contribution of the book is its insistence that writing belongs throughout the qualitative research process rather than only at the end. In qualitative work, researchers do not simply collect raw material and later attach prose to it. They write field notes, analytic memos, codes, descriptions, reflections, outlines, and drafts, each of which influences what they notice and how they interpret it. Weaver Hightower emphasizes that writing can function as a form of thinking because choosing words forces the researcher to clarify categories, relationships, uncertainties, and possible meanings. This matters especially in qualitative research, where data often include complex human accounts, social settings, documents, and interactions that cannot be reduced easily to numerical summaries. By encouraging extensive note-taking and reflective writing, the book positions prose as a tool for preserving detail and developing analysis. The practical implication is that researchers who postpone writing may lose interpretive opportunities, while those who write early create a richer trail from observation to argument. Secondly, common qualitative writing tasks are broken into manageable procedures. The book is designed around the practical difficulty of academic composition. Instead of assuming that researchers already know how to transform data into polished prose, it breaks recurring tasks into smaller decisions. These include starting a section, presenting context, introducing participants or settings, moving from evidence to interpretation, and revising unclear passages. The use of examples, lists, practice activities, and template sentences is important because it gives readers models for beginning work that can otherwise feel undefined. This approach does not reduce qualitative writing to a formula, but it acknowledges that many writers need concrete scaffolding before they can exercise judgment confidently. The value is especially clear for students and dissertation writers, who may understand their data but struggle to organize it for readers. By making tacit academic conventions more visible, Weaver Hightower helps researchers see writing as a sequence of choices rather than as an innate talent. The book, therefore, functions as both a methods companion and a writing workshop in print. Thirdly, the book links qualitative evidence to clear analytic claims. Qualitative research writing requires more than descriptive fluency. It must show how evidence supports interpretation. Weaver Hightower addresses this challenge by focusing on the movement from data to argument. Field notes, interview material, why and documents and codes do not explain themselves, so the writer must guide readers through what is being shown, why it matters, and how it connects to the study question. The book encourages attention to the language of analysis, including the careful selection of terms that capture the feel and meaning of the data without overstating certainty. This is a crucial issue because qualitative writing can become either too thin, offering anecdotes without interpretation, or too abstract, making claims without sufficient grounding. The book helps writers balance vivid detail with analytic purpose. It also reinforces the idea that coding and memo writing are already forms of interpretation, not neutral clerical tasks. In this sense, the book strengthens methodological transparency by showing how written decisions shape the credibility and usefulness of qualitative findings. Fourthly, structure. Grammar and revision are treated as research quality issues. Weaver Hightower gives attention to features often treated as secondary in methods text organization. Sentence clarity, grammar, style, and revision. The reason is not cosmetic. In qualitative research, readers must follow layered descriptions, methodological explanations, theoretical framing, and interpretive claims. If the structure is confusing or the prose is overloaded, the research becomes harder to evaluate. The book, therefore, treats clarity as part of scholarly responsibility. Guidance on structuring sections and revising drafts helps writers build a logical path through material that may be abundant, messy, and emotionally or socially complex. Grammar and style matter because they affect precision, emphasis, and the perceived relationship between evidence and claim. Revision is also presented as more than proofreading. It is a process of rethinking order, sharpening concepts, removing unnecessary repetition, and improving transitions between description and analysis. This focus distinguishes the book from manuals that concentrate mainly on research design. It shows that the quality of a qualitative study depends partly on how well its written form makes inquiry visible. Lastly, the guide serves writers across course papers, dissertations, articles, and books. The intended audience is broad, ranging from undergraduates encountering qualitative assignments to doctoral candidates and professional researchers preparing larger projects. This breadth is important because the problems of qualitative writing recur at different scales. A course paper may require a focused interpretation of a small dataset, while a dissertation or book must sustain argument, method, literature, context, and findings across many chapters. Weaver Hightower frames the book as a companion for these varied tasks by emphasizing transferable writing practices rather than a single genre template. The inclusion of examples from students as well as professionals helps reduce the distance between novice uncertainty and expert performance. At the same time, the book is not limited to remedial instruction. Experienced researchers can benefit from its reminders about drafting, revising, and making analytic movement explicit. Its usefulness across disciplines also reflects the expansion of qualitative research beyond education and social science into health fields, business, policy, and interdisciplinary inquiry, where clear explanation of method and meaning is essential. In conclusion, How to Write Qualitative Research is best suited for readers who already have some connection to qualitative inquiry and need help turning that work into effective academic prose. Undergraduate students can use it to understand what qualitative writing is supposed to accomplish, while graduate students can apply it to theses, dissertations, and article drafts. Faculty members and professional researchers may find it useful as a teaching resource or as a practical reminder that clear writing improves methodological transparency. The main benefit is practical. The book makes visible the writing decisions that often remain implicit in research training. It helps readers connect note-taking, coding, description, interpretation, organization, and revision into a coherent process. Its intellectual benefit is the argument that writing is not separate from qualitative knowledge production, but one of the means by which that knowledge is developed and communicated. Compared with many qualitative methods books, it stands out because it does not primarily teach how to conduct interviews, observe settings, or choose a design. Instead, it concentrates on the difficult passage from research material to readable scholarly argument. That focus gives it a distinctive place as a writing-centered companion to broader qualitative methods instruction. If you would like to support Marcus B. Weaver Hightower, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.